Brothers and sisters, I want you to feel the power of this message, not just in your mind, but deep in your soul. Some of you have been walking through life, feeling like your story is stuck. Maybe it feels like you're trapped in a cycle of pain, struggle, and disappointment. You may feel like the story of your life has been written in failure, heartache, or missed opportunities. But today, I'm here to tell you that God is not done with you yet. Your story is not over, and God is about to rewrite it with miracles that you never saw coming. You see, the story of your life has chapters, and some of those chapters may have been hard. Some of them may have been filled with loss or frustration, but don't think for a moment that this is the end. God, in His great love for you, has already prepared a new chapter for you, and it is filled with His miracles, His blessings, and His breakthrough. What you are going through right now, it's just a page. It's not the final chapter. It's not the conclusion of your story. Maybe right now you're sitting here, feeling forgotten, like life has passed you by, but God has a way of stepping into situations when we least expect it. He has a way of turning things around in ways we can't even imagine. He is the master of rewriting stories. And your story is about to be rewritten with miracles. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that God is powerful enough to change your story? Do you believe that He is still working miracles today? I want you to think about that. Because if you believe that God can rewrite your story, then you will begin to see the miraculous unfold in your life. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. No matter how long you have been stuck, no matter how hopeless it seems, God is still in control. He is working behind the scenes, and He is preparing to step into your situation in a way that will leave you in awe. You may not see it yet, but I promise you, it's coming. Isaiah 43:19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." What this means is that even in the dry, difficult, and barren places of your life, God is creating something new. He's about to bring miracles into your story, where there was once only despair. He's making a way where there seemed to be no way. Some of you may feel like you've been walking through a wilderness season where nothing seems to be going right. Maybe you've been praying, crying out for change, but it feels like nothing is happening. But let me tell you, God is not deaf to your cries. He hears every prayer, and He's about to move. He's already writing the next chapter of your life, and it's going to be filled with blessings and breakthroughs that will blow your mind. And in this new chapter, God will take the broken pieces of your past, the shattered dreams, the pain you've endured, and He will turn them into something beautiful. He's going to take what was meant for your harm and turn it into something that will bring you joy, peace, and purpose. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This is God's promise to you today. He has plans for your future. He has plans to prosper you, not to harm you. He has a future filled with hope, and He is going to rewrite your story with miracles that will fill you with joy and peace. I want you to take this in. God's plans for your life are greater than anything you could ever imagine. He is the God of miracles, and when He steps into your story, everything changes. Your past does not define you. Your mistakes do not limit you. The struggles you've been through are not the final word. God's word is the final word, and His word says that He has plans to give you hope and a future. So, right now, I want you to prepare your heart. I want you to start expecting miracles. Start believing that God is about to rewrite your story. Don't let the pain of yesterday keep you from the blessings of tomorrow. Don't let what you've been through stop you from what's coming next. God is about to move in your life in ways you've never seen before. And when he does, when the miracles start unfolding, you're gonna look back and say, I never saw this coming, but thank God he rewrote my story. My friends, maybe you're wondering, why hasn't my miracle come yet? Why am I still struggling? But what if I told you that the delay is part of the process? You see, God doesn't just want to give you any blessing. He wants to give you the right blessing at the right time. Sometimes, the things you go through are preparing you for the miracles that are coming.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
There are lessons you're learning in the waiting that are shaping you, molding you, and getting you ready for the next chapter of your life. If God gave you the miracle too soon, you might not be ready for it. But because he loves you so much, he is preparing both you and the blessing. The waiting may be uncomfortable, but trust me, it's worth it. Because when God finally rewrites your story, it's going to be far more beautiful than anything you ever imagined. Let me tell you this, you are not forgotten. Sometimes we feel like we've been forgotten in the middle of our struggles. We see others receiving their blessings, and we wonder, what about me? God, have you forgotten me? But I want you to understand today, with all your heart, that God has not forgotten you. You are always on his mind. Your name is written in his heart. He sees you. He knows what you're going through, and he's already written the miracle that's on the way. When it feels like you're overlooked, that's when God is doing his deepest work in your life. He's preparing something so special for you that when it happens, you'll understand why the waiting was necessary. He's working all things together for your good. Even the things that hurt, even the things that are confusing. Every part of your journey has a purpose. Now, let's talk about faith for a moment. Because when God is in the process of rewriting your story, faith is your key. Faith is what holds you together when everything seems to be falling apart. Faith is what keeps you believing when you don't see any evidence of change yet. Faith is trusting that God is moving even when your circumstances tell you otherwise. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 17:20. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I want you to think about that for a moment. Jesus is telling us that even with the smallest amount of faith, miracles can happen. Even if you're hanging on by a thread, if you have just a little faith, God can move mountains in your life. He can rewrite your story in ways that defy logic, ways that are beyond what you thought possible. So, don't worry if your faith feels small. Don't worry if you feel weak in this moment. God can use even your smallest bit of faith to bring about the biggest miracles. It's not about the size of your faith. It's about the size of your God. And let me tell you, your God is big enough to rewrite your entire life story. He is big enough to take every failure, every mistake, every disappointment, and turn it into something beautiful. What I need you to do right now is to hold on. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to the belief that your story is not over. You may be in the middle of a tough chapter, but this is not how it ends. God's miracle is on the way. Your breakthrough is coming. The next chapter is going to be full of blessings, and everything you've been praying for is going to fall into place. Psalm 41:2 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand." This verse is so powerful because it reminds us that when we cry out to God, He hears us. He's not ignoring you. He's not distant. He hears every prayer, every whisper, every sigh of your heart. And not only does He hear you, but He is ready to lift you out of that pit of despair. He is ready to set your feet on solid ground, to give you strength, and to give you hope again. You see, God's miracles are often about more than just changing your situation. They're about changing you. God is rewriting your story, not just to bless you with new things, but to bless you with a new strength, a new peace, and a new sense of purpose. When you come out of this season, you're not just going to have new blessings. You're going to be a new person. You're going to walk with a new confidence because you've seen firsthand what God can do in your life. So, my friends, don't give up. Don't let the current chapter of your life make you lose hope. God is about to rewrite your story in such a way that you'll look back and be amazed. The miracles are already in motion. Even if you can't see them yet, your new story, the one filled with God's miracles, is on the way. Just keep trusting, keep believing, and keep expecting the impossible. Brothers and sisters, we've talked about how God is going to rewrite your story with miracles. Now let's dive into how you can recognize when God is starting to do this. You see, sometimes we don't even realize that God has already begun the process. We're so focused on our problems or our past that we miss the signs that God is starting something new. Today, I want to help you see those signs so that you can be encouraged and filled with hope. The first sign that God is starting to rewrite your story is when doors start closing. I know, this may sound strange, but hear me out. Often, we think that when doors close, it's a sign that things are going wrong. But many times, when God closes a door, it's because He's redirecting you to something better. He's shutting off paths that aren't part of the new story He's writing for you. Maybe you were pursuing something that wasn't in line with His plan. Or maybe you were holding on to something that was keeping you from receiving His best. When God closes a door, it's not to punish you, it's to protect you. If you've been facing closed doors, don't get discouraged. God is removing the things that aren't meant for you so that He can make room for the things that are. He's clearing the way for the miracles that are coming. Sometimes, the greatest blessing is a closed door because it means God is opening a better one. The second sign that God is rewriting your story is when you start feeling uncomfortable in your current situation. Have you ever noticed that before? Something amazing happens? There's often a period of discomfort. You start feeling restless, like something needs to change. That's because God is stirring something inside of you. He's preparing you for the next chapter. When you feel uncomfortable, it's a sign that God is getting ready to move you out of the old and into the new. This discomfort might show up in different areas of your life. Maybe it's in your job, your relationships, or even your mindset. You feel like the place you're in no longer fits. This isn't a bad thing. It's a sign that you're growing, that God is stretching you, and that He's about to take you to a new level. Don't resist the discomfort. Embrace it, because it's leading you to the new story. God is writing for you. The third sign that God is rewriting your story is when you start receiving new opportunities. Now, this one might seem obvious, but sometimes we overlook the opportunities God brings into our lives because they don't look the way we expected. When God is rewriting your story, He often brings opportunities that challenge you, push you out of your comfort zone, or require a leap of faith. Maybe it's a new job offer, a new relationship, or an unexpected blessing. Whatever it is, pay attention to the new things that start appearing in your life. These opportunities are part of God's plan to take you into the next chapter of your story. They are signs that the miracles are unfolding, and it's up to you to step into them with faith. The fourth sign that God is rewriting your story is when your heart starts to change. Before God rewrites your story on the outside, He often starts by rewriting it on the inside. You'll notice that your desires, your focus, and your priorities begin to shift. Maybe the things that once mattered so much to you don't seem as important anymore. Maybe you start feeling a deeper hunger for God's presence, a desire to grow closer to Him, or a longing for something more meaningful in your life. When you feel this shift in your heart, know that God is at work. He's preparing you for the new chapter. He's aligning your heart with His will, so that when the miracles come, you'll be ready to receive them. This is a beautiful and powerful sign that God is not just changing your circumstances. He's changing you. He's shaping you into the person you need to be for the story He's writing. The fifth sign that God is rewriting your story is when you experience unexpected peace in the midst of chaos. Sometimes, even when everything around you seems to be falling apart, you'll feel a peace that you can't explain. This is God's way of reassuring you that He's in control. It's His way of saying, "I've got this. I'm working everything out for your good." When you experience this peace, it's a sign that God is already working behind the scenes. Even though you may not see the miracle yet, you feel a calmness in your spirit that tells you everything is going to be okay. This peace is a powerful reminder that God is rewriting your story, and He's taking care of every detail. The sixth sign that God is starting to rewrite your story is when things that used to block you or hold you back suddenly lose their power. Maybe there were obstacles that seemed impossible to overcome. Financial struggles, toxic relationships, bad habits, or even feelings of unworthiness. But when God starts to rewrite your story, those things begin to fade. The things that once kept you down no longer have the same grip on your life. You start to feel lighter, freer, and more confident in moving forward. That's because God is breaking the chains that once held you back. He's removing the barriers that stood in your way, and He's paving a path for you to step into the new chapter He's writing. Finally, the seventh sign that God is rewriting your story is when you start to experience small miracles along the way. Before the big breakthrough happens, God often gives us little glimpses of His power. Maybe it's a financial blessing that comes just when you need it. Maybe it's a relationship that begins to heal, or a door that opens unexpectedly. These small miracles are God's way of showing you that He's working, that He's in control, and that the bigger miracles are on their way. These little signs of favor are God's breadcrumbs, leading you toward the bigger picture he's painting for your life. Don't take them for granted. Celebrate them, because they are reminders that God is rewriting your story, and he's doing it one miracle at a time. So, my dear friends, if you see any of these signs in your life, if doors are closing, if you feel uncomfortable, if new opportunities are appearing, if your heart is changing, if peace is showing up in chaos, if obstacles are disappearing, or if small miracles are happening, know this. God is starting to rewrite your story. The process has already begun. The new chapter is being written, and it's going to be filled with his goodness, his favor, and his miracles. Beloved, it's crucial to embrace the new chapter with faith and anticipation. We've discussed the signs that God is starting to move in your life. And now, let's focus on how you can fully embrace the new chapter he is writing for you. This is a time to let go of the past. Embrace hope and step forward with confidence in the miracles that are on the horizon. One of the most powerful ways to embrace the new chapter is by letting go of past hurts and failures. It's easy to hold on to past disappointments, mistakes, and regrets, but they only serve to anchor us to old stories. God wants you to release those burdens. He wants you to step into the new chapter with a heart unburdened by the weight of the past. Remember, the past does not define your future. God's grace is sufficient to cover all your past, and his plans for you are always for good. In Isaiah 43:18-19, we read, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." God is doing a new thing in your life. He's making a way where there seemed to be no way. Embrace this promise. Allow yourself to let go of the old and receive the new that God is bringing into your life. Lastly, as you step into the new chapter, embrace gratitude and joy. Even if the path ahead is uncertain, choose to be thankful for the progress you've made and the blessings you have. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already been given. It opens your heart to receive even more of God's goodness. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 encourages us. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. No matter where you are in your journey, rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks for the blessings, big and small, and trust that God is with you in every circumstance. Your attitude of gratitude will help you see the miracles unfolding and keep your heart aligned with God's promises. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we believe that you are doing a new thing in our lives, and we are eager to see the incredible plans you have prepared for us. Lord, we ask for your guidance as we embrace this new chapter. Help us to let go of past hurts and failures and to fully trust in your perfect timing and plan. Fill us with peace as we wait on you and strengthen our faith to believe in the miracles you are bringing. We lift up our needs to you today, Father. We pray for your healing touch upon those who are sick or in pain. Restore their bodies and give them strength. Bring healing to their hearts and minds, and let them experience your peace and comfort. We also pray for financial blessings and breakthroughs. You are our provider, Lord, and we trust that you will meet all our needs according to your riches in glory. Open doors of opportunity. Provide for our needs and help us to manage our resources wisely. We believe that you can turn our financial situations around and bring about a new level of stability and prosperity. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We trust in your power to perform miracles and to transform our lives. We are excited to see the new story you are writing for us and to witness the amazing things you will do. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.